Good morning. The storm system that brought us the unsettled weather yesterday is now shearing off south and east of Long Island, leaving us with a dry stretch of weather in between disturbances that will remain slow moving. The result will be some cloud cover this morning, mixing with sunshine throughout the day, but a dry day with high pressure in control, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average for daytime highs. Skies will become mostly cloudy tonight, but it will remain dry with lows back into the lower 40s. Another slow-moving system over the Midwest will eject some energy our way for the day on Wednesday. Still, most of the day will be dry with partly sunny skies and highs pushing into the mid-60s. By mid to late afternoon, some cloud cover will approach with the risk of a few scattered showers before the day is through and into the evening hours. By Thursday, that upper-level storm will slowly move into the Great Lakes, and this will be close enough to produce clouds and showers widespread across interior New York and New England, keeping temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s. In fact, the cold pool of air overhead associated with this disturbance will change rain over to some wet snow overnight Thursday night and into Friday morning across the hills and mountains. Some locations could pick up several inches of snow, determined by the exact track of this system as we get into the latter portion of the week. Either way, it looks like a chilly day on Friday with some leftover light rain and snow and highs only in the 40s. By the weekend, this system will depart and leave us with improving weather, and a mix of sun and clouds will push us into the upper 50s on Saturday, and sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Sunday as we go back into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the mid to upper level flow pattern across much of North America will continue to exhibit a high degree of blocking, resulting in very slow-moving systems affecting large portions of the nation. The lead slow-moving upper-level low over the Northern Plains and Upper Mississippi Valley will continue to support late-season accumulating snow across northern and eastern North Dakota and into northwestern Minnesota. While the lead system meanders over the northern plains, a second slow-moving system will develop over the northwest and sink only slowly southward into the northern Great Basin. This system will not have a lot of associated precipitation initially, but should expand its effects from tonight into Wednesday across the northern Great Basin and into the central Rockies. Late-season heavy snow is possible across the Rockies of Colorado and Wyoming and the Wasatch of Utah. Additional heavy rain is on tap late Tuesday into Wednesday across the lower Mississippi Valley and central Gulf Coast. These areas have been wet over the past week with rain totals 200 to 300% of average. This has resulted in high stream flow values and saturated soils. The additional heavy rainfall threat will also lead to an increasing risk of flooding across both of these regions. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with patchy fog and 32 degrees and a northeast wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany this morning, patchy fog and 35 degrees, the dew point 35, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.04 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Rio Grande Village and Castellón, Texas, to a low of 6 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds near 60, Boston, increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sun and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 47, that's 1 degree above normal. Just 1/100th of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 0.51 now for the month, and 5.93 inches for the year, which is 3.37 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 87 set in 1977 and the record low 19 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:35 p.m., 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, just the risk of a late-day shower in the mid 60s. A good chance of rain on Thursday, lower 50s. Rain and wet snow in the hills and mountains, especially Thursday night and Friday morning. Rain and leftover snow showers on Friday in the mid 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Saturday, sunshine giving way to clouds, lower 60s on Sunday, and another chance of showers in the upper 50s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.